getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Here's the thing I look at it like. One, you get flattered that other schools look at your AD longingly and want your AD to come and do the things at their school that he's done for your school. Mm-hmm. One, I don't think Kirby's going to leave. I have nothing really to base that on. Kirby and I haven't had any conversations, even though Kirby and I had a nice conversation on the sideline at the Oklahoma game. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kirby's getting ready to take off or anything like that. I mean, but for me, I think I look at the things that I know about Kirby. One, he's got a son in high school here, I believe, still. Mm-hmm. One, he's got a son on the football team here at Texas Tech. He and his wife love being here. He's made great strides here. He has moved Texas Tech facilities wise from a lower end of the conference department to an upper end of the conference department. That's without question. And he's improved basketball facilities, football facilities, baseball facilities, soccer facilities. He needs to get some track and field. The stadium, the offices, everything has been upgraded under his watch. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why. You know, he's the second highest paid AD in the country. Mm-hmm. Tell me again why you want to go jump into a mess down at Mississippi State.
Yeah, and do I? And there was a what I've seen is an article that was like the case for Kirby Hocutt to come here to Mississippi State from a Mississippi State writer. Do I believe there's
wasn't
interest?
John Sokolov, was it?
Oh, no, gosh, you better believe.
I love you, John. Man, I love you, John.
Like you better believe there's going to be interest for him for a lot of AD openings, and it's going to. And if you're from an SEC point of view, like if Mississippi State, when you're looking at okay, what AD do we think they're at a school that's a step below us, and yada yada. This is how we view it. This is going to be a huge opportunity for him. Doesn't matter the money.
Quick like, question.
I believe that they view it that way. But
quick question. What's his alma mater?
Kansas State.
Couple of years ago, didn't they have an athletic director opening? Mm-hmm. Did he take that job? Mm-mm. Okay, close my case.
And so this is all that I've seen. I don't know if there's all of these. Boy, the hunt is on. There's all these strong leads. I haven't seen anything like that. Who knows? It may be out there, and I'm just haven't seen it. But do I believe that a Power Five program would be incredibly interested in it as an AD? Yes.
Yep.
I don't know if there's any traction there or not.
Well, as far as I know, this is an article from a writer in Starkville, Mississippi, or Mississippi, some Mississippi newspaper somewhere. Is that what we've got here?
The one I saw was on 24/7.
Okay, so Mississippi State fan website. So mm-hmm. basically, Aaron Dickens of 24/7 wrote an article. Mm-hmm. Until I hear somebody from Mississippi State reach out and say, you know, which I'm sure they're going to. I mean, Kirby. Yeah.
Again, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean,
why wouldn't you?
I'd call up because you know, if you're Mississippi State, you've got to think, well, we're better than Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. But are you?
No, I don't think that.
I would say that's a worse situation.
I'm sure there is the fan base side and the Mississippi State side going, oh, the blanket saying of, oh, but he could be making SEC money over here without realizing how much he actually
He's making more than SEC money right now. In fact, I don't think there's an AD in the SEC making what he makes right now. If there is, there might be just one because there's only one guy in America making more than him.
And again, I don't know how much traction is there, but I mean, they'd be dumb not to at least look into it, right? Mm-hmm. Like you test the waters and go for a big fish, but no idea if there's anything that's been solidly laid out. Snead, are you pumped for the Carol of Lights?
Yes, I am. I actually am. I shouldn't have said it like that. Yes, I actually am. And it's going to be a really cool thing. I'm also pumped for Cookies with Santa. So if you've got a young person that wants to have Cookies with Santa, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., mm-hmm. Student Union Building.
Speaking of having cookies with Santa, mm-hmm. I did not tell you what happened yesterday before we got on the air, and I'm ashamed because I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I went into on foot, not through the drive-thru, because the one over by us, a little hard over here by Tech to go through the drive-thru unless you want to wait through 18 cars, and the parking lot is very small. The coffee place that we refused to pay it forward at, go there, go in and get some Joe and come out. And as I'm leaving, like, there's no way that this guy is not a mall Santa. No way. And I'm not body casting. I'm not typecasting. I'm not doing any of that. He had a long white beard. Pretty good. I would say Jackson length hair. Just snow white. Clear as can be. I will say jolly sized. And on top of it, you know how you have the t-shirts that look like a suit?
Yeah.
Be, oh, this is my fancy shirt. He had a Santa shirt on. Nice. And I had to, I mean, I had to hold my tongue and just not. I felt like the Wendy's commercial. Like, it's just a guy just enjoying a peppermint frosty. I got to find out.
I'm going to go fly. Hey, Santa, can I sit down with you?
Mind if I sit?
Or should I say, hey, Santa, do you mind if I sit with you?
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't
take the kids.
According to Affleck Directors, U.com, Kirby actually is the fifth highest right now.
Fifth.
Chris Del Conte, Jim Phillips at Northwestern, Ray Anderson at Arizona State, Joe Castiglione at Oklahoma, and then Kirby Hokut.
How does that feel if you're an SEC athletic director that the two coming in are already the highest paid in your conference?
And it's you know, it's Kirby Hokut's fifth, Gene Smith at Ohio State sixth, and then you get Danny White at Tennessee.
Yeah.
That becomes number seven, and then Greg Byrne at Alabama number eight.
I wonder if they're,
and then it goes a while before you see another guy, which is Mitch Barnhart at Kentucky.
I wonder if they're the most excited, like, that position in the SEC to have those two, because you know that they're going to use that as a bidding chip.
Yeah.
I would.
John Cohen, who's the outgoing, is somewhat well down the list. So unless you're planning to get your wallet out, Mississippi State, mm-hmm. I don't think you need to be looking at Kirby Hokut.
Yeah. So, again, it all seems like a what if or softly put out there type of conversation.
I think so. That's why I'm a little less that by itself.
Mm-hmm. We get this from Bullfighter. Hey, Sneed, you need to send us a picture of your new office. That way I know where to help you put your second place ribbon.
Mm.
Onira.
I mean, here we go. I mean, I see what you're doing there, kiddo. I mean, I'm not going to be. I am a competitive dude, you know? I am
Call him a kiddo.
Huh?
Call him a kiddo.
I did. Hey, yo, kiddo. I see what you're doing. It's okay. I mean, one of these days, I'm going to say, okay, let's go, dog. Let's go right now. You and me, right now. And I mean, what I'm wearing? I'm wearing some golf pants and some Cole Haans. And I'm pretty sure I still got you right now.
I meant to throw this out to you as well. As far as I know that this is happening, and you'll need to be a little bit more laced up with him than with the original race with Choice. What if you did it, like, instead of giving Choice a lead, you did it straight up, but you ran in flip-flops?
In flip-flops?
Yeah. I'm just trying to balance it out where you guys start at the same time. Like, what is the handicap for Choice?
How about if I go Zola Bud and just go barefoot? Zola Bud style.
I feel like the flip-flops would be more difficult because you got to keep them on.
Yeah.
There's no support. You have more support barefoot than you do in a flip-flop. Mm-hmm. Especially if we get you, like, some low grades at Wally World. Got you some $5.
Some thongs.
Yeah, you take three steps, and that the thong part of the flip flop's gonna just pop right out of there.
I mean, no, we're not gonna do that. No, I'm gonna give him the head start.
Okay, I'm gonna come up with more ideas,
and we're gonna do it like the freeze. I'm just gonna sit there and let him take off 20 yards, and then here we go. I'm gonna put that reel right on him. I'm gonna reel him right in. And before I even hit the turn and throw it into high gear, he's going to be long behind me.
Now, we're doing this for like an early season baseball game, right? Because we need it stats.
I'm not going to pop a hamstring doing this. So we're not going to do it when it's cold outside, when it's 20 degrees outside, when we're playing like Kent State. You know, we're going to wait till you get a little bit of warm weather, you know, 60 degrees or so. We do that like there.
I'm just ready for it. I just want it ASAP.
Oh, yeah.
If I could get it done in basketball season, we would. But I guess we're waiting for baseball. You've got the bottom line on 100.7
the corgi races, and the choice races, too.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That music means it's time for the fastest growing show in the world, Take versus Take. You've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Frazier. Jackson has the questions today, which means Jamie and I go head-to-head in the Thunderdome known as Take versus Take. Jamie, how are you feeling going into today's competition?
I got a bit of a cough, but I think I feel okay.
I'm going to try to use that as a weakness.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Clint?
I'm feeling aggressive. I'm feeling like Jackson as a 12-year-old in a game of two-hand touch football. I'm here to dislocate shoulders.
Two-hand touch, one arm dislocated.
Actually, they're playing on one-hand touch because it's broken at where he can just
right there. Can't really do anything.
Hey, I'm just that good of a coverage DB. I was right on him. I was his shadow, basically.
Not afraid to lay the wood either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Clint, we'll train Jackson back there.
Clint, we'll start with you for the first question. I don't if you have one, you can talk about it. But what collection would you like to start if you could? Money wasn't an issue.
I've kind of gone away. The old answer used to be championship rings, and now I kind of view that like I don't want that because usually that means like they've sold it. Something's gone bad or awry in their life. Maybe Kansas City Chief Hall of Fame jerseys. I know that's probably an easier one and it's not like the first thing anyone would ever do, but I just don't have any. It's not that I don't want them because I do. It's that I don't have the space to put them up right now. And eventually as I get older, when I grow up, I want to have space to hang them up on the wall when I have my Chief cave. And preferably all of them signed. And just be a wall of them. That'd be great.
I would like to collect, if money's not an option, I mean, like the coolest sports cars there are out there. I think it would be pretty cool to drive a different car like every day of the week. And, you know, one day it's this kind of car, old school. The next day it's one of the newest, fanciest things you can get. I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Is there any like specific, just like all kinds of cars, just whatever?
Just I would want some really cool old stuff, and then I'd want like the newest, craziest, got everything, all the bells and whistles stuff.
Can I change mine to collecting theme parks? His answer was better. Not so I can go and go in them, but just so I can own them and make all the money from it.
That'd be cool too.
No, too late. Jamie too gets late. The point.
Jamie gets the point. I'm collecting pizza places.
All the money in the world. I'd like to collect all the money.
Jamie, we'll go with you for the second question. Who is an actor that you can only see in one role? Like when you see him in other stuff, you're like, oh, like when I see Johnny Depp, I'm like, what is Jack Sparrow doing in this movie?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's only been a few different things, but I'm going to go with... why am I forgetting his name all of a sudden? Danielson.
Okay.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
Whenever I see him in other stuff, I'm like, no. No, that's not you. I'm expecting you to wax on and wax off right now.
Do a crane kick.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not right.
Mine will always be And I always have to think of what his name, because I almost want to call him Jim Krasinski, because it's John Krasinski, but he's Jim. He's Jim from The Office. And I don't care if he's running around to save his place in A Quiet Place. No, it's Dwight out there messing with you, Jim.
Yeah, he's
what are you doing?
Like action movies, and it's like, that is totally not you.
I've enjoyed his movies, but still I'm like, hey, Jim, do you see what Jim's in? Like, oh, Jim's in the is in the new Marvel movie. That's cool. Jim's Doctor Strange. And you know what? I don't know what the movie is, but my wife was watching like an old rom-com, like I think probably during the time that he was in The Office, and I just happened to walk in and he was on the screen. I was like, hey, it's Jim.
Both of those were top of my head, but I have to go with John Krasinski because I call him Jim if I see him in anything too.
I think in all of his movies, like even like in A Quiet Place, like when someone died in front of him, he should have turned to the camera and went like.
All right, Clint, we'll go with you for the last question. Everything's all tied up. Who's a current player that you think would make a really good coach?
Ooh. From any sport, I'm guessing?
Yeah, whichever you choose.
I think I'm going to go with Pat Mahomes. I think that he could be a student of Andy Reid, and it's very clear. I know he does a lot of do-it-yourself, how did you do that plays, and very, very talented of why he's so successful. But I also think that he has a grasp on that offense that's a difficult offense to know where all of the reads are going to be, pun intended, and where your receiver outlets are going to be. I think he's obviously can read defenses tremendously, so his football mind is fantastic. I'm also a little bit of a homer, don't care. I think Pat Mahomes in the future read tree would be great.
What about you, Jamie?
It's like, what trumps Patrick Mahomes for any answer?
Arkansas.
I mean... Okay, I'm going to go with...
You seem frustrated.
Nope.
I didn't mean to frustrate you.
No, I'm not frustrated. It was the first thing that popped into my head, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm going a different route. I'm going Josh Young because I think Josh would be able to motivate. I think he's a hard worker. I think he understands the game. I think guys would like playing for a guy like Josh Young, who's not like the yeller and screamer and all that, but definitely a guy that would be able to get people to play hard for him. And so, I mean, ultimate teammate, I think would make him ultimate coach.
If I'm Jace, I'm so mad, and Jace listens every single day.
This makes it really hard because now I have to vote against a Red Raider either way. Oh, man. I guess I'll go with Clint. I think it's hard to beat out Patrick Mahomes. I think Young was a good answer too.
Mm-hmm. It's the creativity with Mahomes, I think would possibly be there, but then sometimes the guys where it all comes so easy that are the biggest superstars are sometimes the worst coaches because they can't relate to guys who
can't make the same plays.
Yeah, well,
what are you doing? Like, just dive horizontally and throw it underhanded.
60 yards, you know, on a dime. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean you can't throw with both hands? Mm-hmm. Why'd we draft this guy? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who would you pick?
I'd probably go someone like Colt McCoy. It's a gross answer, but a backup quarterback. Like realistically a backup quarterback.
Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels actually would probably be like the best.
Yeah.
But just
how
a backup
Skylar Thompson. Don't you think he'd be really good?
He would probably, yes.
All of his players would be injured the time. He wouldn't know how to take care of them.
Next Chiefs head coach.
He would be stealing the physical trainer for him on the sideline as he stepped wrong and just crumpled, just shattered. I'm not triggered at all. We get this from Shelley on the chat line. Mud puddle juice gave me, as Hacks would say, the bad chills. And the motto, you do you, was born. NY Dad says, I can't tell you how many times I was a mess after playing football, and it was picture day. I'm so glad that we don't have to do picture day as an adult now. I assume I haven't had to run into that.
We've had that.
You didn't get the email?
Yeah.
I'm not pretty enough.
We've had that here at this station.
I'm the ugliest girl in the club, so they don't take pictures of me. There's a rule here. There's a line.
Sounds like that's really stuck with Clint.
I've forgotten all about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like the ugliest girl in the club. Not today, though, because I was your take versus take winner. The one everyone wants to buy free drinks for. That's right.
Charity says you're so ugly. Just feel bad for her. Like, oh, that poor girl. Nobody's buying her drinks. Let me get her a drink.
And like, oh, do you want my number? Like, oh, no. That's not what I said.
Let me get a drink, too. Maybe she'll be prettier.
Oh, man. Yep, more of a 20 drinks deep type of person. It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Keep it right here. Jamie's question of the day when we return.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
And down goes another soccer player.
He'll be right back up.
He already is back up. He's okay. Clint Scott with Jamie Lynn and Jackson Frazier. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Sometimes this reminds me of, I mean, you've raised little chillins as they were in the baby phase. Did they ever have anything like, if they did something that probably hurt, but not like a huge, huge deal, like gently bumped their elbow or something like that, and they're like, started to cry, and if you caught them, were like, no, you're all right, and like, consoled them first, they wouldn't cry.
Didn't you just hear that story I told earlier? You saw how I was raised.
Oh, that's
right. Don't you think I raised my kids the same way?
So with your wife, did she do any of this?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. If you like catch them before they lose it.
Yeah.
You can talk them into.
It didn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It was nothing.
Yeah.
You're strong.
You talk them into kind of fighting through it.
Yeah. You're super kid.
Without losing their minds.
I know your arm is facing the wrong direction, but it's fine.
I do some of the same stuff with my co-host on the morning drive. I'm just totally making that up.
No, we listen. We're here. We have ears. Jackson actually did that with the kid that he dislocated. That's why they didn't know. Yeah. Like, you're fine.
You're fine. I didn't hurt. Don't tell anybody. I didn't. I wasn't here.
You're so tough. You're cool.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That
crunching noise was awesome. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's one of the things you say to him, though, right there. It's like, oh, man, oh, you're being so tough. That's cool how you're being so tough right now.
Yeah.
That's big. That's big stuff.
Never.
Right.
Now go see the nurse. Now we're going to take you to the ER.
Go see your mom.
Better question is, and I guess if you were the younger sibling, that's the other one too, right? Like you do something to make them mad, and eventually just a straight up fist is thrown. They're like, no, you're good, you're fine, hey, you're cool, hey, don't go tell mom. That ever happened with you?
Oh no, I mean I was just told there was no, it didn't hurt. There was like, tell mom, and there'll be more where it came from. Mm-hmm. That was how my brother rolled. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was older, and he was also a lot bigger.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the beatdown came, and then the threat of if you say anything about it, there'll be more where that came from. I got that a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right. You were raised tough, like a bulldog or a weasel with your biker gang, the Weaseltons.
Sure. Now you know why I like to stay alone all the time by myself.
Oh, yeah. You got a question of the day for us?
Maybe.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bizarre Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, I'm not looking for the bowl game, but I'm looking for the opponent. Of all the ones that have been rumored so far, what is the opponent that has the most appeal to you?
Honestly, the one that I really want to see, and it's what I'm pulling for to happen, is you get the matchup with North Carolina that I really want. We'll see what happens with that. But if that does happen, I'm going to be very excited. I think that that is a good North Carolina team. It's been an up and down year, and some may see that as, I don't know, I think the ACC, clearly not as good as the Big 12, but I mean, Drake May, that at one time, that was a Heisman candidate, and he didn't get all the way there, but it's not like he had an awful year. I think that's a really good North Carolina team. That would be a really good win. I assume everyone from North Carolina would play, but in today's age, it feels like one is there to play and one is upset that they're there and complain and don't want to show up, or, you know, who's going to sit out. Maybe that kid even sits out the game. But I really, really like the North Carolina-Texas Tech possible matchup in the Cheez-It Bowl. That's what I'm pulling for.
That's a big one for me. I also really, I've heard of Florida a little bit, and I would like the idea of Florida. I would like to see their offense against our defense. And so those are really the two that have drawn the most attention to me. North Carolina is the one I've seen all over the place.
I think you guys are making lots of sense. You're thinking about the matchups and what would go well for us. I'm just thinking about the logo and just playing a big name school. And so give me Florida State all day.
Okay.
That's the matchup I want. And I know they're a good team. I don't know. I don't put that much stock. Don't get me wrong. I want to win a bowl game. But I don't think I don't put that much into, did you win it? Did you lose it? People talk about momentum into the off season. Maybe for the fans a little bit. I just don't think it does anything for the team if you win the game. I mean, many of the guys are leaving. I mean, it's just a completely different. I mean, if you're going to talk about, well, we won our first game of the season in September because we won our bowl, or let me flip that. We lost it because we didn't have any momentum after we lost our bowl game in December. I'm like, what is your coach doing? Right? I just don't buy into all that. Give me Florida State. I think that would excite our fan base. I think that would excite our players. I know for certain our guys would be excited to play Florida State in football, right? That would be exciting for them. And bowl games are all about, so much of it's about who's more excited to be there. Our guys would be excited to be there and play Florida State. Would Florida State's guys be as excited to play us? I don't know. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I'm not sure, but I know our guys would be excited. They'd be ready to play because of that, and that gives us a fighting chance. So I'll take a Florida State. Not that North Carolina is not a big name, because it is. Okay.
But you still think of what sport when you think of, when I bring up North Carolina, even right now, even though they're in the ACC championship game, everyone's talking about how they've lost three games in basketball, right? Like I get it.
And Florida's a big name too. I mean, both, it's an SEC school. So whatever, all of that, both of them would be good. But I just think Florida State football, that's, even though they haven't been as great in recent years, that's kind of sort of a college football blue blood, huge name. And so I'm in on that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would be 100% behind if you faced Florida State. I'd be very excited too. And I get what you're saying. Because one, yes, I do agree with it doesn't the carry momentum in the offseason with a bowl game win. That's got thrown out since people started sitting out. And by the way, if you have legitimate draft stock, I'm not knocking on that. I get it, right? But that sort of notion to me is long, long gone. But there are specific cases where if you do lose a bowl game, it kind of stings, and you were in one last year that you won, right? Like, that meant something, at least from this side, because you were facing the Pirate again, right?
It was fun for us or whatever. I just don't know that if we had lost that game, would there have been any less excitement from our fan base heading towards this season and Joey McGuire? No. Would our players have practiced any less hard? I don't think so.
I think there would have just been a couple of days where you were angry at the loss, and then it would be gone.
Okay, that's fair. I would agree with that.
Not putting just a whole bunch of stock in it, but I think that, because what you wrote on that win, though, is it adding into the excitement? Sure. You still would have been excited, but yeah, I think you got three extra weeks of really not momentum, But as a fan base wise, I mean, you were riding pretty high off that for a couple of weeks after, just because it did mean something.
That's fair.
You're not going to run into a situation like that, though, where you faced an old coach who, for a lot of people, when you think of outside of Texas Tech football, you think of Mike Leach. You're not running into that same situation. But I think if you did, like, this is the way I look at it. If you capped off a 7-5 season with a bowl game win, you're going to be like, that was an awesome cherry on top. And it's going to be the same way, where I think you'll roll on that momentum and excitement and feeling for another 3 weeks. Whoever you face, if you lost it, I don't think it would be end of the world. No. Oh, season over. I think it would be the same situation. I think if you lost that game, probably going to be angry for a couple of days, or maybe even just more annoyed at it. And then whoosh, it's gone. Now, I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like the general consensus would be that.
I agree with you. Whoosh, wah, bah, pss,
wow. Onomatopoeias. We get this on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Mud Puddle Juice Wheat Strain, yes. My buddy in middle school put another kid on his butt and broke his tailbone. His comeback anytime he had something to say was, "Does your butt hurt?" Legend. That's double whammy right there. Now you have to live with that.
Sure.
Forever.
I think I'd get a new buddy.
Oh. Well, it was, I don't know if the other kid was his buddy as well. Mm. Raider's dad says Yellowstone was a good show and they are going to drive it into the ground. All the spinoffs have been garbage. Makes me not interested in the actual show anymore. Let us know what you think on all of those topics on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score at 107thescore.com. The final hour on a Thursday anyways, coming up next.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is once again time to play No Diggity, a Thursday edition. You've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. When we play No Diggity, it's that time of day where I throw out a certain situation to Jamie Jackson, and you are fine, listening audience, and with their digitometers, tell us just how much diggity said situation has. I have a lawsuit today for you boys to cipher through. Okay. Tell us who's in the right and who's in the wrong here.
Okay.
Because I think it's pretty blurred right now. You know, sometimes it's black and white, but it seems like a lot of gray area. So I'm looking forward to your guys' opinion. A woman in Florida, good start, named Amanda Ramirez is suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups. We've had macaroni and cheese discussion here before.
Velveeta macaroni and cheese is made by Kraft?
Yeah, this blew my mind. We've been talking about this the whole time, and they're owned by the same thing, so kind of doesn't feel like that
they
big of a deal anymore.
They were sitting back laughing at us.
Yeah.
We've got you beat either way. You're buying our product either way.
Yeah, start the argument. Everybody go out and buy all of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first part. I'm glad that you were surprised by that, too. I thought I was just dumb reading this. Like, oh, I didn't know that. Anyways, the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups, they're being sued because Ms. Ramirez says they lie about how long the mac and cheese takes to prepare. Amanda claims she bought the product several times over the past couple of months and paid a premium price of $10.99 for packs of 8 because the box says that the cups are ready in 3.5 minutes. But she says that's not true and they know it. Kraft. There's a 4-step set of instructions printed on the box, and the microwaving alone takes 3.5 minutes. Which is apparently what Kraft was referring to. But Amanda argues that the box implies that the whole process takes that long. The rest of the steps are removing the lid of the cup, add water, and after microwaving for 3.5 minutes, stir in the cheese sauce, and you're ready to go. So she's so mad that these extra 3 steps that probably take like 42 seconds total, she is suing Kraft for $5 million in damages.
You know, the crazy thing is she's probably going to win.
The lawsuit also admits that if the box said it takes 3.5 minutes to cook instead of ready in 3.5 minutes, there'd be no problem. So far, Kraft hasn't commented and we haven't progressed, but hey, Digitometer's busted out. She's got a case here for you guys. I mean, you're up in arms too.
Oh, 100% kill her.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know we could read that.
I don't.
That's the deadly force option on the Digitometer.
That's the terminate button?
100%.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jackson.
It's people like her that make me want to live in the mountains every day. Okay? Well, and if this judge gives her a penny for wasting the world's time, even wasting time on the bottom line today, okay? She caused us to waste time. Wow. I want to sue her for that, for making a stupid lawsuit.
Reverse sue.
Then we'll kill her. I mean, I'm surprised this is bothersome to you. I mean, after all, you don't have a Christmas tree.
Why are you being mean today, man?
Clint Dahmer.
Oh, Christmas doll, Christmas doll. How lovely are your hinges. Jackson, what is your Digitometer saying? I mean, are you signing up? Signing for the petition? Justice for Amanda?
Am I on her side?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
But in legality, she's probably going to win. Yeah.
No.
No way. No chance.
Red Bull lost $10 million because they got sued because their slogan, Red Bull gives you wings. And that's why now it says Red Bull gives you wings with like I's and N's because that's not wings.
It was really well done, Jackson.
And they lost a lawsuit because Red Bull doesn't actually give you wings.
No. Really?
But it doesn't give you wings.
Yeah, and that's not wings. So you can't.
What exactly is wings?
A way to just not say wings?
Yeah.
No, we said wings. Explain to me what a wing is.
Because where are my wings?
With all the I and N's and G's.
Actually, I've never had a Red Bull, so.
Oh, man, it'll change your life. You think Mountain Dew gets you kick in gear? Just wait. Red Dew.
Mountain Dew used to Mountain have a, Bowl. It used to have a slogan that said it tickles your innards. It does.
That's my
innards are tickled. You okay over there?
It bothers me so much. That almost bothers me more than Amanda.
Not bothered by me calling him a psychopath that would kill somebody. Not bothered by me saying, let's put this lady down. But that bothered him.
Yeah, I mean, why? Why not? You get it. You get it. Right?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. $5 million.
I think I found a new gross word, and it's innards.
Innards, yeah, right? It's like moist.
Yeah.
What's some other ones? A sponge one?
No,
it's like
I don't.
People bothered by sponge. Sponge. I feel like there's a list out there. And I feel like that's on there. Sponge.
I hope this lady doesn't get murdered. Like later today, because people are like, I heard on the radio some guy said she should be killed.
It's going to track it all the way back to Jamie.
Suddenly they're going to the 100.7 the score podcast page.
Wouldn't it be ironic if you murdered her in 3.5 minutes like the box says?
That's all it would take.
Dead in 3.5 minutes with Jamie Lind. I mean, some people.
I mean, she's like the kind of person that... would correct you if you said cold ice cream.
You got me on the height one, okay? When I misworded what I was trying to say. I think it's just being your host. Your co-host. It's contagious.
It is.
We're just
like I put extra pressure on people.
Yeah.
Makes you say crazy things. Is that what we're going to go with?
What is this? One of those wussy shows? Not here on the bottom line. I can't believe... And then you made fun of my sweater?
What sweater?
My Kansas sweater.
Oh, your Kansas sweater. Well, that was more of a joke about your favorite team, not about your sweater.
I don't know.
Oh, the part about it being it not fitting? Well, you the other day said it was really tight on
I
you.
Have never. I thought that fit me magically.
You said it the other day that it made me look like a
Greek god.
Well,
from Lawrence.
God of what?
Toupees. Cash. That thing is, and it's not just, I didn't know it till that picture though. Like sometimes I think you look better than you do. I mean, I was like full, you know, combing back the eyebrows type of feel. And then you see a picture and it's also a little too short. I think that thing's been retired.
Is it? Yeah. I wish that I was the kind of guy that had that feeling like, man, you look really good today.
I really don't. I'm just kidding.
Like, there are days where I'm like, these shoes are clean. Man, these are sweet. That all the time, pretty much every day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just not that guy.
I feel wish like I was. You're the type of guy, like, you got your new kicks on, and they are clean.
Well, they're always clean.
Just got the car washed, and they're in your head, clean. You're just walking, and you're just hearing, believe it or not, Jamie's walking on air. It's the whole time.
Great American hero, that's me.
Yep. Little crouton.
Never thought I could feel
Great American
so
hero.
Free EE. Is that like we inks?
You do it again. We did it horribly. Give us the
what does slogan. Red Bull give you, Jackson?
Wings.
Yeah, you nail it. We were like all over the place. Wings. Raiders dad asked Clint, what kind of royalties are you getting for Violent Night, the Clint Scott story? I sent you a picture of the Christmas door. Did you guys not like it?
It was nice. Yeah, it'll go nice with your fully decorated house, you know, with your Christmas tree and your lights and all that. Yeah.
Bodies in the basement. Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. This day in sports history when we come back.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for the most interesting fact of the day brought to you by Dos Equis. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. 10 more minutes with us. 10 more minutes to hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions. Welcome there, Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Frazier. If you want to continue your live and local coverage, switch over to Double T97.3 at 3 o'clock for Tech Talk. They'll go all the way to 6. Then at 6:30, it's Thursday Night Football. Big game from the AFC East, Bills at Pats.
And, what do you got?
I have the Bills on the road.
Okay.
I think you're going to see an ugly offensive game from the Pats tonight. Seems like they've kind of bounced back and forth a little bit. And I'm going to see a dip tonight on Thursday Night Football. 6 o'clock right here, 100.7 The Score. It is Astro Line, first edition. It is the Houston Astros off-season show. Stay tuned. And then at 7 o'clock, you'll join in coverage of Lady Raider basketball at Alabama State. Against Alabama State, sorry, at home. If you want to catch pregame, that'll be on 107.7 Yes FM. We'll have it over there as well at 6:30. Jamie, did you know in 1840, a man named Frederick Froebel first coined the term kindergarten because he believed that children should be nurtured like plants in a garden?
Okay.
So you should pour water on them and yes. Plant them in soil.
Put them in dirt.
Yeah. Put them in dirt.
Up to their necks.
Make sure they're out in the sun for like 12 hours. No sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
A mountain called Mount St. Elias is the second tallest mountain in both the U.S. and Canada.
That's weird.
It's on the border between Alaska and Yukon, Canada.
Nice.
Two different shots and still number two in both.
Mm-hmm.
Second place.
So, when Joyce and I are checking off our list of tallest peaks in every state, we can actually get the tallest one in Alaska and the tallest one in Canada at the same time.
Yes. My question is Choice actually scratching off reaching the peak, or is he scratching off mountains he almost died on? Another mountain I almost passed out on.
Well, he did pass out on the last one numerous times. Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an answer.
No one does. And finally, the word gymnasium comes from the Greek verb gymnasia, which means to train naked, a la the colony's gymnasium.
The colony style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just be careful next time you're going to the gymnasium. Because you want to be scarred. Chris says Bills by 20. Also get this on the chat line. I mean, most people like JL and other Texas Tech homers can't separate reality from UT. If the team was not UT, they would have no problem with them being number two. There's no argument that they aren't worthy unless you just hate UT. I hate it, but they destroyed a top-ranked team and are undefeated. Get over it or don't. Doesn't matter. Good advice.
Well, I'm really confused because I've done nothing but speak glowingly about how impressed I am with the Longhorns and what I have seen from them so far this year in about the three or four games that I've watched. And I think they're really good. I think they can challenge for the conference championship. So I have no idea what this guy is talking about. So kind of feels like you just made up your own story just for fun. But unfortunately, it's 100% inaccurate. So have fun with that.
Yeah, right. You Homer, you and your crimson and black glasses.
I hate that they're good. I hate that Beard's team is good, but I have done nothing but speak about how good I think this Longhorns team is.
Mm-hmm. We all believe you, Jamie.
Just complete fabrication. Just
complete fabrication, weed strain.
That's just a lot of
fun. Don't you love that?
Thanks for texting in, Amanda.
Which is just a shame when people take a story and just twist it because I think it's funnier or better another way. Like how you try to take the McDonald's ketchup story and make it seem like you didn't just completely obliterate a child doing their job and yell at them like they're smoking weed at a dumpster. Why do people do that?
It was never McDonald's. Okay, let's get that straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was a different restaurant.
See, already changing it.
There was no mention of doobies or dumpsters.
Mm-hmm. Your bong was, rips over there.
There was the trash. No raised voice.
Mm-hmm.
It was very calm. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, could I get that ketchup that I asked for? Just like that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, sometimes the harshest thing you can say is when you say it real calmly.
I'm going to punch you.
You are terrible at your job. Please give me my ketchup.
Hello. Hello, fellow third grader. I'm going to dislocate your shoulder. Technically.
I don't know.
I think
this medium Kansas shirt looks good on me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Low blow. I'm team commenter now. I got a new one though. I got a couple new ones that fit a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have at KU and Seton Hall tonight? At KU.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love KU.
But who do you have in the game?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the chat line. What game?
KU and Seton Hall.
Oh, yeah, KU by a long shot.
Just go ahead and, if you'll save that for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's
just that line. I won't use it in the future.
That seems like a really terrible matchup they put together.
Yeah, there's a few. Butler got K-State last night. That's a shame.
I don't feel like that was... I felt sarcasm in that comment.
Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy. I said it calmly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's a shame. So bad that Kansas State got their first loss of the season. Shelly says, great. Now AD is going to open Tech Talk with a rundown of all the Star Trek planets.
Mm. What was the one you said? Cryoton?
Croydon?
Croydon.
Croydon. Cryoton sounded more real.
Actually, that sounds like a can of spray paint. Brand of canned spray paint.
Come and get you a Cryoton now.
As opposed to a like box or a tub of spray paint. Jar of it.
Yeah. Yeah, can I get one of those barrels of spray paint? Hold on, I just got to like shake it up real quick. Is that what Cryoton, is that what you use when the Weaseltons tag stuff?
Yes, that's what we do.
Weasel mm-hmm. and the Weaseltons have been here.
Mm-hmm.
What's your insignia? Just a big W? Or is it just a ferret?
No, yeah, it's got a, there's a pointy nose. It's got to be in there.
Ferret sounds like you're number two. Eh, wait till you meet our muscle, Muskrat. You'll want to mess with him. He can go in the water and be on land, mm-hmm. I think. He's an omnivore. Has to chew on bark so his teeth don't grow long. Muskrat, don't mess with him.
Anybody else completely lost about what Clint is talking about?
Me
right
too.
Now? Yeah.
I got lost like 35 minutes ago.
I'm just constantly in a stage of laughing. Yeah, Jackson was lost at about, what, 12 o'clock? That's when we start, right? Bottom line. This from Raiders Dad. What about all the other years in football and basketball when they get the benefit of the doubt with no tangible results? If you say there isn't a bias, you are crazy as Clint.
Are we talking about the Longhorns? Is that what we're doing? What are we talking about? KU?
I think the Longhorns.
Longhorns.
Longhorns, yeah. Longhorns. I mean, there's certainly a bias towards the Longhorns. I think it's been proven year after year. Now, I think
teams with who've had a history of success and are the bigger brands and all that get more calls. The frustrating part with the Longhorns is they haven't had a ton of success and just about anything and then, you know, recent years, yet they still seem to get that benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. And I mean they certainly do get a bias, but again, I'm just obviously teasing Jamie. Like, I like it or not, Texas has a really, really talented team, and you're going to have a great game tonight, and then hopefully a blowout following. Japan's smiling. I haven't been paying attention. I guess they won.
They did. Let's go Creighton. Let's go Seton Hall.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Let's go one of those.
Both.
Let's go Creighton.
The blue and white teams from the Big East.
I really am just the basketball fan in me is very excited about this game. I think it would be really fun. I think it's going to be like 92-90. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks to Jackson. Thanks to Captain Snederoo. Thanks to Lil Weasel Crouton. We're back at it tomorrow right here on 100.7 The Score, 12 o'clock.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.